eggnog is a classic traditional drink for the holidays. How does the homemade kind stack up in terms of food safety? Hi, I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Now, this show is not about throwing cold water on your holiday fun. It's about consumer education. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, says the only way to prevent potential salmonella contamination from homemade eggnog is to make it with pasteurized or properly cooked eggs. The FDA recommends cooking the egg base of your recipe by combining the eggs and half of the milk called for in your recipe, cooking them gently until the mixture reaches 160 degrees Fahrenheit, the temperature at which salmonella, if present, will be destroyed. After cooking the egg base, you then chill the mixture before adding in the rest of the ingredients. But what about the alcohol you add to eggnog for that extra spike? Won't it kill any harmful bacteria? The FDA says don't count on it. Believe it or not, there are some eggnog recipes that do not contain eggs. Also, you can use commercial egg substitute products, which are made from pasteurized eggs, whereby they are heated to kill any pathogens. And some grocery stores sell pasteurized eggs in the shell. And then, of course, there are the refrigerated eggnog drinks in the carton, ready to serve, that are pasteurized as well. No cooking required. Some people have been making eggnog with raw eggs for years with no troubles, but be aware that that should never be served to anyone at high risk for foodborne infections. I'm Julie Harker.